Getting Through Tough Times, Part 6, Putting Things in Perspective, by Peter Amsterdam.
We have covered several topics in this series, including overcoming isolation and loneliness, dealing with financial stress, caring for our mental and emotional well-being, and rediscovering joy. As I close this series, let's try to put things in perspective. We can start by recognizing what we can and cannot change. Many things are not within our control, and we have to commit those things into God's hands and trust in Him to work as He knows best. But we can change our perspective, which will help us enter into the peace that the Lord has for us. The starting point for adjusting our perspectives is managing our thoughts and what we allow to occupy them. David used to say, "You are what you read." This principle is even more relevant today, as our access to information of every type is nearly limitless. Our perspectives and peace of mind and spirits are not only affected by what we read, but also by what we watch, the podcasts we listen to, who we follow online, and who we spend time with. The importance of managing our thoughts and the information we allow to enter our minds and spirits brought to mind that familiar Cherokee legend of two wolves. An old Cherokee is teaching his grandson about life. "A fight is going on inside me," he said to the boy. "It is a terrible fight, and it is between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego." He continued, "The other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith." The same fight is going on inside you and inside every other person too. The grandson thought about it for a minute and then asked his grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed." That is a good question to ask ourselves periodically. Which wolf am I feeding? We need to guard our thoughts, as one version of Proverbs 4:23 says, "Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts." This is a well-known biblical principle that we have been practicing for decades, but it is helpful to periodically examine your thoughts for a couple of days to assess your thought habits and see if there are areas that you need to shore up. This is even more important during times when you are preoccupied with overwhelming situations such as uncertainty, illness, financial needs, political unrest, fatigue, heartache, loss, and stress that have continued over an extended period of time. At such times, it is critical that we adjust our perspective and make a deliberate effort to reflect on the Lord's goodness, His faithfulness, and the fact that He has never failed us. In spite of trials and tests, we can give thanks for the many times we have seen the Lord fulfill His promises. He doesn't always act according to our expectations or preferred time frame, but we can look back and see His hand in our lives and give thanks. While we cannot control all circumstances or events in our lives, we can control our emotions and our reactions. If you have been battling fears and worries, if you are feeling stressed and anxious, take it to the Lord in prayer and ask him to give you his perfect peace. Rebuke the enemy and start praising the Lord and quoting scripture and singing songs of praise. Ask the Lord to establish your thoughts and to help you set your mind on the things that matter and will last, the things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Choose to use your time and energy in positive ways that promote health and peace and build your faith. Take some time to think of ways that you can nourish the good wolf of joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. It is helpful to remind ourselves that God is good. God is love. God has never failed. God works in our lives to perfect that which concerns us, and it usually takes time. Anticipating God's goodness leads us to and is the foundation of hope. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. God has your best interests at heart. He is not in a hurry, and he will cause all things to work together for good for you, because you love him and you are called according to his purpose. If you are struggling to adjust your mindset, take time with the Lord. He wants to share his perspective with you, and he will do so through the Bible and through his still, small voice speaking to your heart. Time spent with Jesus helps to shift our perspective as he gives us insight into how he views things. The more we spend time with the Lord and in his word, the more we will adopt his perspective and thoughts. Let's reflect on Psalm 23, one of the most beloved and quoted psalms. Most of us memorized this psalm decades ago. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Jesus is our good shepherd. He has always cared for us. He has always supplied all of our needs, even in difficult and trying circumstances. 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. We have been in many situations that were troubling or dangerous or unsettling over the years. But the Lord has led us and protected us, and he will continue to do so. He can give us peace in spite of the circumstances as we keep our minds stayed on him. 3. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. When we are weary, we can rest in the Lord and find renewed strength and resilience. We can know that he watches over us, as portrayed in the very well-known poem, "When it seems we are alone and we don't see his footprints in the sand by our side, that is when he is carrying us." We can trust that the Lord will establish our thoughts and guide our steps and lead us in a path that will glorify him and advance his kingdom. 4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We may feel like we're going through the darkest valley, but we don't need to be afraid because we can be confident that Jesus is with us and his staff wards off the enemy's attacks and comforts us. 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. We have a glorious heritage of trusting the Lord to supply our needs. He prepares a table before us in spite of difficulties and attacks of the enemy. If he is with us, no one can overpower us. It's truly amazing how in troubling situations, the Holy Spirit can comfort us, causing us to overflow with the peace that transcends all understanding. 6. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We can rest in this promise that God's goodness and love are unchanging and will be with us all the days of our lives. And we can look forward to the day when we will be together with the Lord in heaven forever. He is preparing a glorious place for us. He will wipe away all tears from our eyes, and there will be no more death, crying, mourning, or pain. Praise the Lord.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.